This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. On Dynamic banter.
Happy, Christmas Eve to you.
Okay, and now I'm recording. Happy Christmas to you, Michael.
Christmas Eve. Let's not mislead the audience.
Hey, but Mike.
Yes.
Why don't we get this show started?
What you just did is my favorite part of every Christmas episode of everything that there is.
Hey, why don't you and I just get started? Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
And it's like snowing, maybe Ryan can put snow.
What? Yeah.
Am I about to learn about Christmas?
This is wonderful, guys. Thanks for joining us. Wow, we've got a huge show planned today. We've got segments and guests, and we're giving away holiday prizes. So stick around.
Thousands of dollars.
We're giving away thousands of dollars in prizes. So stick around, guys. But before we get started, who's your favorite Grinch? I know who mine is. Let's cut to this right now.
The guy who sounds really, really good, but he's still like not great at the job.
Let's do what's next.
Cut over to this right now. James.
Hey, wasn't that great, folks? And now let's do what's next right here.
Going to a commercial or something else in about 5, 4, and over to that.
Great job with the cookies, kids. And we'll be right back once everything's done here. We'll be back. They're going to clean up the cookies.
And we'll be back with even less kids and something else right after this.
When we come back, there will be less of that happened. Next up. No, we don't have anything planned because it's Christmas. And I'll tell you what, Mike, I don't know about you, but I've been working my goddamn ass off this entire year. Maybe harder than, well, I wouldn't say harder than last year, but I'm working. This year's just been, fuck you!
This year has really been Roger Rabbit lit the horn for me.
Aruga, Aruga, I'm gonna. Shit, wait a minute.
You just played the original version of the song.
Hey, Ringo, I'm working on a song. Can I play it for you and get your thoughts?
I wish you would.
All right, here it goes.
Okay, I've got a thing. I'm going to go across. Okay, I'm going across town to a thing. Gotta go. Bye-bye. I was just looking at him like this. He hits play on the tape deck.
Dude, you never think about how everybody's different when you like share a piece of art that you made with a friend. And like everyone has their own ways of doing so. And I try not to really bother people with things I've made unless, like, my friends. Because, like, my friends know I'm funny, and I know they're funny, and I know that they make funny shit. I don't need to watch everything my friends make, but but if there's something that like you're really proud of or I'm really proud of, then like I'm absolutely gonna send it to you. Mike, you've sent me things, I've sent you things. We have that relationship where it's like, if I know you're going to love it, then I'm going to send you something I made.
Yeah. But we don't really do that, to your point, we don't really do that for stuff that like we're in. Like, I'll send you stuff that like old Dynamic Banter stuff, like the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
That made me laugh out loud because I just forgot that we did. I have no recollection of doing it. But right. It is weird. That is a very interesting point. Like, I've never sent you like any of my stand up or anything, I don't think.
I feel like you sent me something with the, maybe you sent me the thing with Zack Snyder.
Oh, but that wasn't even me.
Oh yeah, it wasn't
that was,
you.
That was my show, but that was
that's right. That's right. That's right.
Kyle talking to Zach.
Yeah, because it's like I think it's because you know when that's in thinking,
as close. That's as close as I've ever gotten to sending you my stand up as sending you my friend's stand up from my show.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, check out this thing I put together, but I'm not in it.
Right, you're gonna love it.
But like, I always wonder what like. Because you've especially like with music, when you think about Paul McCartney and you think about that fucking song that we can't stop talking about for years and years and years, and hopefully for years to come. But thank you. Thank you, Bordy, the keyboard. Thank you, Roland. But you know, when you play a song for someone. Like, for me, it's like, I don't want to be in the room. I don't want to look at you when you're listening to some music I made, but I want you to listen to it. If I trust you and I'm sending it to you, I want your opinion. Right. So it's like, imagine what, cause you were saying Paul McCartney would be staring at Ringo, yeah, like waiting for his reaction. Yeah. To the song, and it makes me wonder what they must have been really like when they would play music for each other.
I can't wait for that documentary, man. That Peter Jackson thing.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson came into my life via a link from my mother and was just like, hello, I have every bit of Beatles interaction that you've never seen.
I've spent all my Lord of the Beatles like this.
You've seen all the rings and now see all the Ringos. Of the Beatles.
You've never seen like, rings like Ringo's in 3D.
You ever seen a man have five rings at once? Ringo.
And then, five and rings to rule like, them all.
We couldn't work on the film for several months because of COVID, but now our country is completely rid of it and we dance naked in the streets. Sucker.
He really says that. He says we're completely rid of it. In New Zealand.
Isn't that great? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, man. Because, you know, maybe they got their shit together!
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery?
That's a great question.
Thanks for asking. Especially of all times.
That's a super great question. I'm going to tell you.
Dude, you know what I just realized, Michael? First of all, there's something in my goddamn eye. And look at that. I got it on the first try. And I'm
that
rhyming.
Never happens.
It's been...
dude, it's Christmas for people. And if you're listening to this on Christmas, because this is like, I wonder if this is the first episode, likely not, that's come out on Christmas.
This goes up on Friday. Friday is the day after Christmas.
But today is Christmas Eve.
No, today is Thursday. And Christmas Eve, you're 100% right. My mistake.
Yeah, dude.
I bungled it on Christmas.
So it's a Merry Christmas. I wonder if we've ever done a Merry Christmas Dynamic Banter episode.
Let's go back into the analytics and see if we've ever had an episode come out.
Let's get the show started. How about this? I've got something for you. Let's get this show started and let's cut to some favorite moments from Dynamic Banter Holiday Past.
Dude, can I make a favorite moment right now?
Yes.
I was thinking about what I said about the jackass people last week, and I don't know that I completely believe everything that I said. I think I said you do the jackass stuff when you realize that you have no other talent. And I was thinking about
You're not completely wrong.
I mean, whatever. Maybe you're not a doctor, so, you know, that's a little bit of an example. But you're not a star athlete, but you can tolerate a lot of pain, you know. But sure. Bam Margera was like a sponsored skateboarder way before he was a jackass. And I think they all had their little things. And I think the talent was in getting an insane amount of money
right.
to do that kind of stuff.
So what you're saying
I wanted to make sure I retracted that thing.
What you said was meant for only some of them.
Yeah, but I don't even know which ones. I'm thinking.
And we don't have to talk about it.
That's what I sounded like. I was listening to it back and in my mind. I was like, but.
So, you know, it's fun to joke about like having like fun clips and things to do for our Christmas episode, but the truth is, as I was saying earlier, is Mike and I have been very busy, and yes. you know, we need a goddamn break too. We've never taken a week off from this show, I don't think.
Not at the same time,
but we've had sub in hosts for each other, yeah, but I don't think the show has ever not aired since we've started. So we like to, you know, take a little break or something. Not saying that we're going to stop doing an episode. We'll be back next week, but we don't have like a huge show planned, but I thought it would be really fun Mike and I were chatting while playing Fortnite like we do, and we thought it would be really fun to put out a tweet on the Dynamic Banter account that was calling for your holiday history roads. Mm-hmm. So we thought that it would be really fun to just do a fucking holiday history road episode.
Long as none of them are about felonies or...
yeah,
maybe the problem is that we don't give a prompt, and this week the prompt was holiday road. times you were not arrested during the holidays.
Yeah, please, dude. I actually
have a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about before.
Oh, sure.
Holiday road stuff. Sure, is that okay?
Of course, please.
I know that we go through the epic battle of wonderful Christmas time every year. I think it's been beautiful. A friend of mine, a photographer from Rhode Island, her name is Brittany, posted one of our original conversations about that a couple years ago, years ago or whatever it was. And I just think it's funny how some people think about this conversation between me and you at Christmas time the same way they would like Muppet Family Christmas or whatever. Oh, it's time for Mike and Steve to argue
to talk about the song. How could they possibly have new things to say about wonderful Christmas time?
Somehow every year there's 3 hours of takes.
Right. How is it possible?
But I heard a song this year that made me feel like I bet a bunch of people feel about Paul McCartney. The way that song makes other people feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I get it. But have you heard that Kelly Clarkson song? That new Kelly Clarkson song?
No.
Kelly Clarkson, God love her. She's, you know, wonderful. She's wonderful. I have nothing against Kelly Clarkson.
Sure, yeah. Or
maybe the song makes me feel bad. Just like people love Paul McCartney and the Beatles and everything Paul McCartney did on American Idol. But this song is not my favorite.
Is it a new song? It's a new song.
I was told it was a new song because it sounds very like you could have stuck it into any year. It sounds like it could have come out the same year as the Mariah Carey song.
Oh, damn.
Christmas.
Should we play it?
I mean, probably not.
Yeah.
You know, with everything that's.
So here's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I am so after the show, I'm gonna drive to my parents' place and drop off Christmas gifts.
That's very nice.
And then wave to them and cry from my car while I wave goodbye to them.
Just throw the presents out of the car.
Take the fucking presents. And then so on my drive, I'm gonna listen to the Kelly Clarkson Christmas song. And then as soon as it's over, I'm gonna record a note into my phone of my thoughts, and then on the next episode we'll play that. How's that sound?
That's great.
Perfect.
Let's move on.
I love your shirt, by the way.
Thank you very much.
What is
thank
that slime? Much.
This is a slimy shirt. This is a wet bench, as it were. Uh-huh. It's a joke on Welcome to Our Podcast. If you maybe don't feel like calling somebody a terrible bitch, you can default to wet bench. So that's what this shirt
so
is
good.
I love it. If you're angry but you want to be polite.
I love it. It's a great shirt.
I'd like to talk about some of our mutual acquaintances, if we could.
Sure, let's do it.
Do you feel comfortable putting our personal Christmas dinner?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
preferences on
yeah, yeah.
tape?
Our plans, our Christmas dinner plans.
So we have been playing Fortnite to get us through this unprecedented time. Mm-hmm. And ideas pop up here and there. One of these ideas being maybe we should all get KFC for Christmas dinner, because if we're gonna spend sad boys Christmases alone from our families, we might as well make it ultra sad boy time and eat out of a bucket.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Or mm-hmm. ultra happy boy time, who knows. So our friend Matt tried this during Thanksgiving time and ordered too much KFC during Thanksgiving and regretted it maybe 10 minutes in.
Regretted and so it? And then told us that we should never do that.
Yes. This is all correct so far. Fast forward 28 days.
Mummy's on board. He's like, he's following. He's like, all right.
Thank you.
You guys go around in circles sometimes. So what's going on?
So we decided that maybe we would do that for Christmas. Maybe unsurprisingly to some, Zoya vetoed it for our house right away.
Dude, if Alana were here, 100% she'd say do yeah. not. Do yeah, yeah, she'd yeah. say, first of all, don't do that. And second of all, she would not partake in that at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
So me and Zoya got married in a restaurant. Steve, you were there.
That's right.
This restaurant has world famous fried chicken. So she goes, why don't we just get that while your friends are eating terrible fried chicken? And then we'll kind of participate, but we'll have the good version of that. So I was like, I'll subsidize with getting biscuits and potato wedges from KFC, and I'll kind of half be in, but I'll have like the good version of that. And I'll kind of participate. My toes are in the water and you guys are in the deep.
Yeah, you're having the classy version.
Yeah. I'm drinking pina coladas and eating fried chicken right. on Christmas.
Right.
So that has since fallen through because I don't think this restaurant is open.
Oh, bummer.
So bucket it is. Bucket of Christmas it is.
Right.
So we're all gonna do this. And mm-hmm. then this morning it gets taken a step further. And what was the addition this morning, Steve? Do you know?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So while we were playing Fortnite, we were talking about this. We were talking about the KFC Christmas dinner, and then Matt Robb brought up that there's a commercial with Dick Clark, and it's like from the 60s or something. We should just play it. Let's play the video. It's a 1960s commercial with Dick Clark yeah. advertising a holiday drink treat. Okay, a drink for the holidays.
So right now you're thinking maybe eggnog.
Yeah. Cocoa.
Maybe cocoa, hot
yeah.
cocoa.
Yeah. Could be anything.
But you're definitely not thinking.
Hi, I'm Dick Clark. You know, when the weather is sunny and hot, you and I really go for a delicious ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the soft drink that goes so well with hot weather. Deliciously different.
Okay.
When the weather's hot, Dr. Pepper tastes great cold. And when the weather's cold, that's when Dr. Pepper tastes a great hot.
Excuse me, sir?
I'm sorry. Can I back you up just for 1 second? me and Steve are a bit hung up on the last thing you said.
Yeah, me too, Ozzy. Ozzy's
a bit upset. Mommy, are you on board with hot Dr. Pepper? Yeah, me neither, dude. And that's kind of why we have to try it with KFC. Yeah. Christmas.
So I guess it was advertised in the 60s as like, because the Dr. Pepper company, I guess, was like, how do we make our drink popular seasonal during Christmas?
Yeah. Give it a little boost in sales.
So someone in their marketing team was like, what if we advertise hot Dr. Pepper for Christmas? Yeah. And it obviously didn't take off at all, but Matt reminded us of it, and we jokingly said that we should drink hot Dr. Pepper with our KFC tomorrow. Yeah.
I also think that comes from a time where Dr. Pepper was made from like a family recipe.
Yeah.
Made out of sugar and syrup.
Stuff
and
that was safe to heat up.
Yeah. If we boil Dr. Pepper now, I feel like it's going to look like a 3D printer went off in our kitchen.
Yeah. There's going to be some being that comes out of it and goes like, you should have done it. I'm the doctor.
Kill me. Kill me.
Let's listen to the rest of this commercial and see what Dick Clark has to say.
When the weather's cold, that's when Dr. Pepper tastes a great hot. Mm-mm. Hi, Max.
Oh. Ooh, a bunch of people. Good friends. Let's dance about it.
Perfect time for hot Dr. Pepper.
He's sipping hot
Delicious Dr. Delicious and so easy to prepare. Just heat Dr. Pepper in a saucepan till it steams, then pour over a thin slice of lemon.
Heat it in the saucepan right after you've made eggs and bacon for your family.
A great way to make every eggs and bacon you have here on out taste a little like Dr. Pepper.
So deliciously different.
Yes, Dr. Pepper is delicious cold or hot.
No, it's not.
Try hot Dr. Pepper. It's a great winter treat. Right, Max?
Hot idea.
What is that? What animal was that?
He was speaking to a snowman, dude.
Pouring hot Dr. Pepper on a snowman's head and watching him.
Ah, you're a prick, Dick Clark.
Dick Clark killed me on Christmas.
So there you go, man. Yeah, so this morning Nick texted us and said that he was in fact going to try hot Dr. Pepper with
his,
and I told him that that was probably a bad idea and that he shouldn't do that.
Nick shouldn't drink anything hot because Nick is already on thin ice. Nick came into the Fortnite chat the other day exclaiming that a cover of Radiohead's Creep was better than the original version of Radiohead's Creep.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he came in hot. I don't even
He came in hot and he came in with several getcha gotchas or trying so hard to, and then he came with a lukewarm take about Creep and then started playing the song.
Yes.
So when you do the trio, you get he's been muted, and I'm not taking him off mute until 2022.
But
that's a promise.
But don't forget, and I was present for this. I don't know if the match was recorded, and even if it was, the voice audio certainly wasn't. But yes. So in the beginning of the match, I think that he had died early on, and then he was like backseat playing the game with us, which is like the worst thing you could do. Yes.
Watching me, watching on you, everything
you did,
watching you,
and he'd be like, "Oh, you're gonna pick up that gun? Interesting.
One gun for Nicholas.
Oh, he has a chest for Nicholas. But he was really like if he
needling.
Was doing that
he
to
was needling.
Yeah, if he was doing that to me, I'd be like, "Oh, dude, here we go. We're gonna have fun." Like you. Cause that's the thing too. Like I am not above muting. And if like every move I make is going to have some sort of like comment
narration.
Or something. Yeah. I'm never going to be okay with that. And so, yeah. So and then he came in with the like Creep is this cover of Creep is better than the original version of Creep. And that's just like the craziest take I've ever heard, I think.
Well, not only is it, it's such a bad take. It makes me think it's on purpose.
Right. Like, it makes me think that
there's some kind of grand Christmas conspiracy to make me as mad as possible.
Right.
But now we won't know, because I'll literally never know what he sounds like again until 2022.
Yeah.
And
so
that's a choice.
And I want to say, in your defense, you were like, we were all kind of warning him.
I said, mommy.
Yeah, said. Yeah. And he's like, well, come on. And I mean, we were warning him quite a bit. And then he came in with the cover. He started like playing it. And it's like, whenever you play music on your like gaming headset, for some reason, it comes through like 1,000 knives, like right at your brain. And I'm talking worse than anything we've done to you on DB. This is like
the worst knives.
Think of the worst sound we've delivered to you on this show, and then turn it into a weapon. That's what it sounds like.
And then talk about how it's better than the original version of Creep.
Right, right. Well, he talked about that for like a while, and then we were like, dude, no. You, and then like even the people we were playing with were like, you gotta stop. Like, and then there was like silence while we were playing for a sec, and then the song just blasts into our headsets, and I'm like, oh, you're getting muted.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna get muted. And like, now, someone's gonna mute you.
Yeah. Now the beauty part is, now he knows that.
Yes.
And so that happens, and that will continue to happen for a 2-year period. And then you know that. Here, I guess, here's the basis of my... It has nothing to do with Nicholas. Here's the basis of my opinion. I don't think the conversation is this cover of the song better than the original version. I don't know that there's any place in the world for that conversation. Ever.
Is this version better than the cover?
Because I don't think that there is a competition. It's a homage.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like a fun discussion.
The artist that did it. It's like when I used to be in a band, and if there were other opening bands, if we were the band and there were bands opening, especially, my friends would come up who maybe wouldn't go to shows very often and be like, oh, you were the best band. Fuck all those other bands. But in reality, it's like we were friends with all the other bands, and we wanted them to be on the show, but it was always like a competition. Even with comedians, if friends come out to see a show with a bunch of comedians on the bill, it'll be like, oh, you were definitely the best, when in reality, like, we're all hanging around and goofing around backstage.
So
when you make a cover of a song, who covers a song that they hate, that they're actively going out to be like, I fuck you in the face for me not writing the song. If I wrote the song, it would have gone like this, you know? So it really doesn't make sense to be like, this one's better than this, because that's not why this one was created. This one was created as to lift this one up.
Right. And so, yeah. And someone else took the basis of that and distorted it to their own
desires. Like, as a compliment, you know?
Yeah. And
you're taking it as the critic and being like, let's put these two head to head.
I mean, I think it's like, it's just one of those edgy things where you can just be like, fucking Star Trek is better than Star Wars or whatever, like some other ridiculous hot take or something. And it's almost like that. It's like, I don't find it particularly unfair or like uninteresting to have a discussion about if a cover is better than an original version of a song. But I think that maybe there's a better way to phrase it. Maybe it's more like, I think that this song is a very good cover.
You could have a favorite. You could definitely like one objectively better than the other one.
Yeah.
I'm saying, when you start saying,
you can't just put it in the sky.
The original version of this song. You could say, I like this version better than the original is what you're allowed to say.
Well, I'll tell you who says the things like that is bullies, you know, bullies. guys, coming up, we have our first special guest, and we're going to have such a great time. Someone who hasn't been on the show in so long. We're going to have so much freaking fun. I'm so excited. Mike doesn't even know. And we're going to have a great, great time on Dynamic Banter. Stick around. Just kidding. We're not doing any of that, obviously. So, okay. So are we, so, but are you really on, are you really muting Nick until 2023?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's get into these history roads, motherfucker. It's a long way down. History road. History road. All right. Oh wait, we should do ads. Let's do ads before we do history road.
Hello, fresh, heavy.
Mike, guess what?
What? What is that, Steve?
Well, shit. I was gonna talk to you about it before we started, and I forgot. Okay. We'll just get to it when we get to
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
Guys, let's talk about. Oh, is this a new sponsor? What am I looking at here? Oh, it's like the wrong link. Whoa! It's supposed to be Hawthorne. But it links to ExpressVPN, which Uh-oh. Is not a sponsor we have.
I wonder who's actually booked. I could say multiple good things about Hawthorne.
Well, how about I pull up an old Hawthorne ad, and then we'll do that. I'm sure it's not changed. And then if sure. something happens, we'll just, you know, I don't know. What should we do?
Can
What's
I tell
the move
you,
here?
Can I? Yeah, I mean, we could try to do that. That's fun. I think if we owe someone a make good, they're going to let us know regardless.
They're going to let us know.
So we might as well have some fun. Maybe give a company that has hooked us up in the past and supported us in the past a little shout out, and maybe they'll appreciate the effort. Can I be totally honest with you right now?
Please,
Steve,
please.
And tell you that my hands smell like Hawthorne because I just wash my hands with a Hawthorne soap.
Nice.
I just washed my face with a face cleanser in the shower. Yeah. I lotioned my face afterwards because I learned that is a thing that you're supposed to do after from Hawthorne.
Attaboy.
Dude, amazing experience. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how the science works out where they pair you with what you're supposed to smell like or what goes well with your skin. But you go on their stuff, you answer a couple simple questions, Steve, and then they say, well, you might like this stuff. You should try this stuff. Now, I'm looking at this stuff, Steve, and being like, when am I going to ever? Lotions? Look at me. Do I look like a guy who does lotions? Well, let me tell you something else. I've been a guy who does lotions since Hawthorne started sponsoring the show because they make me smell great at all times. They make my skin smooth and nice. It's been so cracked from washing it thousands of times. I've washed my hands thousands of times since March.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't trade a second of it for anything in the world. Washing my hands. The things that I've discovered about myself through washing my hands thousands of times since March. And now who's there with me? Hawthorne's there with me, helping me smell like a rich guy in church at all times.
And that's all you can ask for. And I'll tell you, if you want to be like Mike and you want to have premium tailored personal care, then all you got to do is go to their site. You start a little quiz. You answer some questions like, what's your favorite drink? How do you like to spend a night out? Do you smoke? And all of those things. And you get products curated to your interests and desires. And I think that's really, really awesome. And you can build personalized gifts for friends for the holiday season, which is happening right now. God bless you.
Man, think about whatever holiday could be next that you might want.
Yeah, a bunch of them are coming up. So here's the deal, guys. Let's talk about how if you want to get special offers for the holidays and all those things, you can go to hawthorne.co. That's H-A-W-T. thorne.co to check out their special offers and fun, amazing things like yummy creams.
Yeah.
What else, Mike?
Soaps. They have fragrances, make you smell real nice. They have colognes and stuff like
that's
that.
That's nice.
Facial wash and lotions. They have sunscreen.
Thank you, Hawthorne.
Oh, soap. They have soap.
I said like thank you, Hawthorne.
Thank you.
That's enough.
Wonderful.
Guys, how about we talk a little bit about HelloFresh? Ooh, ding ding. You feeling hungry? I'm hungry. And whenever I'm hungry, I like to have HelloFresh if it's around. And I'll tell you what. HelloFresh has delicious, organic, premium ingredients sent directly to your door. That's right. Pre-measured, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with America's number one meal kit, HelloFresh. And they'll help you skip those trips to the grocery store. Gross. And makes home cooking easy and fun. And, yeah, got you there, huh? You thought it was just one thing that it was. No, it's two. It's affordable. Mike, you've had HelloFresh, so have I. I still have my ingredient cards because I was like, maybe I can either get them again or recreate them some way. Because it was so good.
We save all of our ingredient cards, and we Zoya keeps them in our cookbook, so they're just part of the family. A rotation now.
And that's going to get passed down from generation to generation.
And then we're going to take those and we're going to handwrite them so our kids think that we made them.
Guys, here's the deal. If you go to HelloFresh.com/80Banter and use the code 80Banter, you'll get $80 off, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/80Banter. Use the code 80Banter to get $80 off, including free shipping. That's so awesome. You're going to want it. It's delicious, delicious meals, easy to prepare with the family. Bunch of options, bunch of, you know, if you don't like it, there's lots of things you can do.
Yes.
Add proteins.
Trick your family into thinking you become an amazing cook.
That's what you can do.
Trick your lover into thinking you went to culinary school with HelloFresh.
Oh, I made up this meal. This is my meal from scratch. I just threw some things together.
They don't care. They're just happy that you're making a good meal, and you know that in your heart, even though what you're saying to your loved ones is different, in your heart, it's because of HelloFresh and how easy that made you look good.
Thank you, HelloFresh. You're wonderful. We love you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for feeding us and for supporting us all year round.
I don't want to hear. I don't want vocals in these fucking Christmas songs.
Simply having.
This is bullshit. I'm fucking ridiculous. I'm not asking for songs.
I'm telling for songs.
I'm not asking for songs. Oh, there we go. That's what I wanted.
I want you to be like the head of a television network when you lose your mind someday. I'm not asking you for songs. Now put the stapler on my desk before the weekend. Or you're all peanut butter.
And then as soon as they leave the room, where's my songs? Last but not least, Solo Stove, Mike.
Perfect. Yes.
Here's the deal with Solo Stove. We got a really cool package in the mail, both Mike and I. It's a very big box with a really well-designed, well-made, super cool-looking, like, fire pit thing that's absolutely portable. you just buy the wood at the store that you see that you can put in your fireplace or whatever. You put very a couple easy. Of pieces inside of this thing, and then you safely light it, and then you've got like a little portable bonfire that you can roast marshmallows at, and you can get warm with your loved ones, and just like, you know, everybody loves fire. So they sent us this thing, and to be completely honest, Mike and I live in Los Angeles apartment buildings, and we can't use the solo stove, unfortunately, in our apartment buildings. So I've packed mine up, and I'm going to take it to my family that live in Oxnard, and we're going to set it up in the backyard. And we're going to have like marshmallows and stuff. Like maybe not now, but I'm going to give it. Right? And they've got a big backyard and there's nothing above them. So it's perfect. And
can I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No. I mean, I was going to go on and on and never stop. Go ahead.
I was on the phone with my mother yesterday. I'll wait for Oz. And she said, we had everybody over. We got this thing, this bonfire thing. And we had my mom's sisters and their children over. And they had everyone outside and social distanced Christmas. And I was like, what's this thing that you got? Because we had not had this conversation about being sponsored or whatever.
Right.
She was like, we got this solo stove thing. We thought,
oh, they just got one.
So my mom, at the absence of my and your personal experience with
and this suggestion,
my mom got one. So my family could celebrate outside and sit around this fire thing. And she said they had the best time. They sat around in the driveway had the best time. Normally, dude, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, old family's over the house. We obviously can't do that this year, but my family didn't want to stay apart. You know, I can't go home. But I'm just one member of this family and just the rest of them were able to congregate and sit around this fire. Wow. And it was just, it was a very serendipitous thing. I was so bummed out that me and you couldn't use it because of the restrictions.
Yeah.
And my family was able to use it. So there has been a personal experience in the family and it's very nice. And I'm very thankful that they were able to enjoy the holiday in a semi-normal way because of it.
And it's interesting because like even talking to friends who have moved away from LA and are in colder places right now, I've heard people mention solo stove. Like solo stove gets mentioned even in my group without even saying that they're a sponsor or I got sent product or whatever. So people know about them and it's they're very well made. So it's like, it's the kind of thing that will last a really long time and they have like a lifetime guarantee, which is super rad. Some of my favorite family memories are kind of like we didn't grow up in super snowy cold places. I grew up in California, so we never sat around a fire during the holidays or whatever, but every holiday thing is synonymous with some kind of fireside thing. And I think these solo stove fire pit things are like the perfect way to substitute that and have your own little like, you know, warm winter, you know, even if you're not in a snowy place. And some of my favorite memories are going camping with my family and sitting around the fire and just, you know, telling ghost stories or, you know, whatever, just making marshmallows and stuff. So there's just such a rich kind of like organic, loving, familial, comforting thing about fire inherently in us as Homo sapiens or as lizard brained or whatever you want to say. But solo stove totally brings all of that in this like portable, cool, well-designed thing. And if you're curious about checking it out yourself, you can go to solostove.com and use the promo code BANTER at checkout. And you'll get $10 off when you do that. How about that?
Ding.
Savings. And we're helping you with savings. And let me say this for those of you that are worried about getting like the smoke smell in your shirt or whatever, or there's like too much smoke or whatever. It's built to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. Yeah. So there's very little smoke.
That's what my mom said. There was like no smoke.
freaking wonderful. That's what you want out of a campfire. And there's no campfire smell on your clothes or in your hair or anything. And then there's just like some ash when it's done for easy cleanup. Really cool stuff. So go check it out at solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use the promo code BANTER. Check it out for yourself. Thanks, Solo Stove.
Thank you, Solo Stove.
And Merry...
Is that it? Do we get to read...
That's it. Now? It's time for some roads, baby. You ready?
I'm looking forward to it very much. I just love that... I don't know. Mm-hmm. I love this part of the show.
Me too.
I love the wooden janky roller coaster ride it's been since the inception of this podcast.
Yeah, but it's only till recently where it's gotten a little ricketier.
Right. Well, I think it was like crazy for a while, and then we put ceiling on it.
Yeah.
And then we were like, fine, ceiling's off. And then it immediately got crazy.
Yeah, we adapt very well, I think. You and I are very good at adapting to any type of situation. And, you know, if someone... I think
that's what the show is about.
Kind yeah, of. Exactly.
If somebody were to ask me what the show is about, it's two friends adapting to a situation.
In real time. All right. Omar Gomez sends a holiday history road saying, you guys asked for a holiday themed history road, so here goes. To get in the Christmas spirit, my mom decided to play some jolly holiday music in the living room. My sister and I were doing some silly dancing to all the classics. You know the ones, Jingle Horse Rock, Little Bummer Boy, and Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. All of a sudden, we heard the delightful bells of Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. We both looked at each other and instantly knew what we had to do. We raised our arms, stood up on our tippy toes, and pretended to be ballerinas. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I decided to do one of those cool spins that ballerinas do. My sister thought it was a good idea to push me while I was spinning. Do not spin. Needless to say, my spinning rendered me unable to balance myself, and as a result, I fell face first down on the cold ceramic tile floor.
Oh, no, no, no. The face cracker suite.
Yeah.
That second one. That second one.
Yeah.
I really, when he hit that second one, I felt it.
I start crying and my dad rushes to me. I love that during this, the Sugar Plum Fairy is still playing. Squeak, 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 squeak. My dad rushes to me and helps me to my feet, and I notice an odd feeling in my mouth. Uh-oh.
Could it have been too much water, perhaps? It'd
be. I use my tongue to feel around. Good choice. And there's a large gap where my two front teeth used to be. We found my two front teeth later behind the couch.
How fast were you spinning, dude? The fastest.
My mouth was sore for a couple of days after that, but luckily they were my baby teeth, so new ones grew right in. Ever since then, I've made sure to never dance around my sister. Wow, that's really sad. Yeah. Sorry if it was long. Been a fan of the podcast.
I can't wait for her wedding.
Yeah, there's an A24 movie about that coming soon. Sorry if it was too long. It wasn't. Been a fan of the podcast for a while now. But since this is the first time I've sent a history road. Oh, but this is the first time I've sent a history road. Mike and Steve, thank you so much for doing the podcast. I always look forward to laughing with you guys. Hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry
Christmas to you, man. And thank you for your sharing your painful history.
Mm-hmm. 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 Short holiday history road from Avery Collins. How John Goodman saved Christmas?
One.
Hey,
look at my fox.
Two. Hey, guys and dolls, 1955. Oh, I got that. Avery here. I wanted to share a short little wintry Christmas holiday story about how, wow, that was a journey, about how I randomly became an avid day one DB non-binary they, them horn boy. Nice.
Dude, it's been. Imagine this person saying all these things in person. Like, imagine without them skipping a beat real fast.
Imagine them sending this in to Loveline in the 90s.
This guy says he's a horn boy.
It was the middle of June 2016, the hottest, sweatiest day of the year for horns. And I was stuck in a Midwest warehouse doing minimum wage work. The work was tedious and unfulfilling, but as the warehouse was usually quiet,
Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, it is. But as the warehouse was usually quiet, I had a lot of time to listen to podcasts. I knew of Headgum from Jake and Amir, and you guys should collab sometime. We're working on it. But I had been otherwise unimpressed.
We're going to go use a solo stove at their house.
Let us in. We need 15 feet ceilings. We don't have that.
We need to light this fire real bad.
Light this fire. We're being threatened. But I had been otherwise unimpressed by the rest of the content I had pursued. Oh, okay. Though I had yet to discover used twos, while I was scrolling through the feed, I saw the commentarium for 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Wow.
A movie I must have just watched recently, as I thought I could recall it well enough to listen to a commentary track raw and still get the jokes. Needless to say, you and the incredibly real John Goodman brightened my dusty, boring day with your goofy zaniness. From then on, I lied to everyone that I met that I was a day one listener of Dynamic Banter when that's I was okay. Really a day 26 or so.
Wow.
And that's the story of how John Goodman saved Christmas. Thanks for reading my non-denominational autumnal holiday road. And here's to another 237 episodes.
Happy solstice.
Best... Avery. P.S. Shout out to my girlfriend of 6 happy years one time for putting up with all the crazy bull spit. Thank you, Avery. That was a really nice. Sweet email.
I wish you and your lady many more happy wintry times, winter holiday times. Thank you for your history road. What a beautiful dude. I think that you know, I told Steve the other day, I was going through a hard drive and I found so many of the clips that were clipped by our editor was Sarah at the time. Mm. And so many conversations like with Chelsea about the crows and stuff like that, things that I had kind of completely forgotten about.
Goodbye.
And I was watching these things and it's so weird to watch yourself kind of recently. Like there's so much footage of us on the internet, yeah. Just being casual and talking.
Right.
You know? Which is probably the reason we won't have careers in the future. But there's also nice little gems in there where it's just like you're being natural and having fun and trying to make each other laugh. And what like little gifts, like little gems, and I was sending them to you and I was laughing so hard. And just the fact that like I didn't go back and listen to that episode, that commentarium episode.
Right.
But I remember laughing my spleen into my throat that day. And I doubt it would be any different if we went back and listened to it tomorrow.
Dude, totally. Because you sent me the clip of with Chelsea where we were talking about crows.
How crows
and
talk.
And it's so fucking funny, dude. I can't... It's crazy. Like, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
And we just have this, like, archive of, like, really funny shit. And I'm so thankful for that this Christmas.
That's yeah, it's nice. It's nice to be able to... We don't always like pause and look back at all the fun that we've had. Cause like you said, like we haven't skipped a week in, I don't know. I don't remember ever skipping a week, but, it's nice to do that. That's like one of the things that you're supposed to do around this, you know, time of the year. So it's nice to reflect. I'm very thankful for all the fun that we've gotten to have for people.
Yeah.
With each other.
It's a season for looking back on your life and going, where did I do very well? Where did I go wrong? And how can I do even better and then not go that wrong next year?
Yes.
It's been...
That being said, this is the last episode.
This is the last episode. Guys, this isn't a holiday history road, but it's a funny subject, a subject email that I want to read, and I'll read it to you right now. Mike, how about that?
What are you drinking right now?
It's a sparkling craft iced tea.
Dude, do you know about cactus cola?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah, dude. It's been like years since I've had one, but that's some good shit.
Yeah, one of our Southern California native friends was telling us about it. And she was like, you guys didn't have it? And I was like, no, that wasn't a part of it.
Oh, shit. But you must have seen it. It's like an orange can with like a cactus on it.
If I did, it was just doesn't compute at a gas station or something like that. But I want to try it.
We got to get you one. Mitchell Patterson says, the time I farted too many times at a 7-Eleven. Hey, boys. Where's my farts? Oh, here they are. Hey, boys. Here's a semi-quick history road that happened when I was 13 for you. It was free Slurpee day at 7-Eleven, so my brother and I went down to grab some. We got there, and it was packed, as it usually was on free Slurpee day. So we grab our free Slurpees and a bag of chips and make our way to the line in front of the register. There are about 5 people behind us and a couple in front. We arrived at the register. The store was still packed with customers. My brother turns out to be a couple cents short for the chips, so he asks me if I have any change. I check my pockets and spill out a few quarters on the ground. It was then I realized I had a fart bubbling up, and horror instantly set in at the realization that I would have to bend over. Can I do this?
You get the quarters on the ground.
Oh, here, I'll kick him. Let me kick him.
Pick him up. Quarters on the ground. Pick him up.
Hey, can you get that, right? Can you get that right?
Do you guys have a vacuum or something loud?
Who's got a broom? And a you got one of those grabbers? You know? I'll fart and make a fool out of myself. I have to do this or I'll look weird. All those thoughts raced through my head till I found the courage deep within my soul. I tried with all my might as I bent over, but alas, I was no match for the fartistry I was going to create. I let out a loud fart, gaining the attention of everyone in the room.
That's a gift.
Gave up on the other 2 quarters. Still lying on the ground.
Still 50 cents on the ground.
just like, yeah, I'm going to leave those other quarters if everybody's cool with that.
Still a couple, couple bucks on the ground.
There's some quarters here if anybody wants them. I got the attention of everyone in the room, gave up on the other quarters, still lying on the ground, and stood upright. However, after unbending and standing upright, I let out another massive elephant fart filled with embarrassment and shame. I started to bolt out the door, but not before leaving a trail of loud farts with every step. Filled with embarrassment and shame, I bolted out the door, blah, 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 blah. With each step as I ran out the door, echoing through the room, the stairs haunt me to this day. Anyways, hope you liked it. I've been following...
Strangers with their free Slurpees. Dude, strangers in a gas station drinking free Slurpees, judging you.
Yeah. Everybody there has farted. Hope you like it. I've been following the podcast since its inception, and I'm so thankful for that your guys' sense of humor rubbed off on me. P.S. Tiny Socks is my favorite Summer Boys album. Mitchell P.
Can we talk about leaving the change on the ground?
Yeah.
Dude, left, dropped change, dropped air, farted, left half the change on the ground, correct, stood up, correct, to be done with it, couldn't stop farting, correct, ran out of the place, farting the whole time, change is still on the ground.
Right.
How many of the people in line do you think also still tell that story to this day?
Oh, so many.
Do you think everyone on that line or that worked in that station tells that story?
You know, I feel like some people ignore farts, like their own and others. Oh. They fart and then they go, I farted. Like it doesn't, it's not a thought in their head. It's like, and then like, let me get my coins here. It's like, no, some people don't give a fuck. And then some people will hear a fart no matter what and laugh.
Yes.
And those people are more inclined, I think, to remember a situation like that.
It's just nice. It's just nice that so many people have that same story.
It's nice for Christmas.
It is nice for Christmas.
Let's do one last History Road and then let's go have our own Christmas. How about that, Mike?
I would love that. I'm going to have Christmas for 2 days straight.
Dude, I'm going to have Christmas into a napkin that I'm going to throw into the trash after this.
Dude. I don't have a Lithuanian VR in Christmas. Dude, I was looking for something for you,
mm-hmm,
and I found something in upstate New York that I was going to get you.
Whoa.
But obviously I didn't because we're having this conversation, but I will send you a picture that I took of it. What do you think about that for Christmas?
Let me see. This looks like your penis.
You can go on to the next one if you'd like. It is that's my penis, dude, for Christmas.
Dude, I think for Christmas we should just get each other Fortnite skins.
You know what? If my fucking account worked, I would have done that in a hot second.
Oh, man.
Maybe I'll set it up.
Get ready. I hope there's some on your wish list.
I was gonna get you this. Did I send you this already?
Let me see.
It's a framed, what looks like a daily strip of a Star Wars cartoon.
Oh, it's a comic that I found book
in an antique shop in upstate or like mid coast in Cambria.
Wow, that is so rad.
Also, if anyone listening is anywhere near the middle of California,
just pick
you're
it
gonna want to shoot over to the coast and go to Cambria just as soon as possible. But I guess that was in a Sunday paper.
Yeah, and it's got Star Wars characters and shit.
Yeah,
that's so rad.
Yeah.
Dude, I would have loved that. That's like a perfect, you know me too well, that's a perfect gift for me.
So that's what I would have gotten you.
Well, it makes my heart warm with love, Michael. Thank you. It's the thought that
Merry
counts.
Merry Christmas.
All right, final History Road here from Morgan. It's a holiday History Road. It says, Merry Christmas, Christmas Hanukkah Wanzaka to you, two dynamic boys.
How did you take a sip of a drink fine during that?
Because I knew it was coming.
You're like that guy in the gas station.
I delivered to you a short holiday rendition of a History Road after realizing that Santa was not real when he did not supply a photo of himself per my Christmas letter request. You asked for nudes from Santa?
That's so weird, man.
My father refused to let the miracle of receiving gifts from Santa die. So every year, and now I'm a ripe 31, my dad will add more presents under the tree overnight with their labels distinctly stating they're from old Saint Nick.
That's a good line.
That's
dad.
A great dad. He even gifts himself to Paul from Santa and will act surprised when he opens them.
That's so great. That's a great dad.
That's a great dad. That's two horn honks for a great dad. He's a gem and I love him very much. Happy holidays, Dynamic Banter crew and community. Wishing better days ahead for everyone. Love, Morgan W.
They're coming. Thank you, Morgan W. Are you related to Morgan J? Steve, when did you stop believing in, or have you ever stopped believing in Santa?
Dude, Lana asked me that.
And what did you do as a child to, like, did you do anything to, like, reaffirm your belief?
Excuse me, thank you. That's enough. I don't know. I can't zero in on it. I really can't. Alana asked me this the other day, actually, and I really couldn't zero in on it. Like, I kind of connect. I mean, I guess there's just a time, like, there's a transition in your life where you just, like, kind of grow up, I guess, and then you're like, well, that's dumb to think that Santa's real at this point. And yeah. I don't know what age that was. Maybe, like, 7 or 8 or something.
Mm-hmm. I remember thinking, like, my mom would have killed Santa if he was just in the house. Just some guy in the house. Like, Santa would be dead. A
yeah,
bunch
but he's
of,
a
other
saint.
Of my friend's parents would have killed him. You know what I mean? You can't just be a guy in a house. So that doesn't happen.
Yeah, nowadays I remember, you can't.
I remember accepting the story and liking the spirit of it forever. Like, believing in the spirit
yeah,
of it.
Yeah,
forever.
Yeah.
But the actual physicality of it. I was like, no, but I used to do things to justify it. Like, oh, yeah, I woke up early and I saw a shadow. So I just bought myself another 2 years and believe in this. Or if, like, somebody, you know, I left out cookies and a carrot for Rudolph and somebody took a bite of the stuff, I'd be like, well, who took a bite of the stuff?
Right.
Dad's
asshole.
Pre-diabetic. He can't be eating cookies at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm worried about my dad now. This isn't fun. I'm worried about my dad.
But it's nice. It's such a nice, innocent thing to keep alive.
Yeah, my thing was just like, I think I ended up turning the idea of Santa. Excuse me, I don't want anybody singing today. I said that. I said no singing. I kind of like compacted, because I mean, the whole thing with Santa is like, if you're, oh boy, we got more singing. All right, fine. Fuck it. I'll bring it back to the beginning.
I mean, there's maybe 2 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, but it's distracting. I don't want it. It's distracting.
No, I get it. I haven't heard it the whole time.
Perfect. Merry Christmas. Dude, because Santa's all about, like, being good, and if you're good, you'll get, like, presents, and then give presents because you give to receive and give to people you love and all those things, and just be good. And so I kind of, like, blended that into just kind of, like, my mantra as a human, which is just, like, if you are good, then, like, someone will want to give you something, and then you give that to you give something to someone that you feel was good or whatever, and you don't have to do it, but it's like, that's where my belief of Santa has continued on into my
life. We're all Santa.
We're all Santa, and we can
all be
Santa.
There was only one set of footprints, and that's because Santa.
That's right. That's right. There. That's because Santa fell when he was holding you. And then he
Santa
couldn't get back up. And he's got a bad back, so you had to go on. Now go on without me.
Dude, we were talking about how if Santa had a different laugh, he'd be a completely different person.
What is with the ho 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 thing anyway?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
No, because that sounds like you're being an asshole and you're making, and you're like, have a great Christmas. You know what, dude? Ho, ho, ho is probably just how St. Nicholas laughed. Because I know people that laugh like that. Like, how would you spell that if someone was like, ho, 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 you know?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. That must be why. But yeah, you can't have any other laughs. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, children!
Merry Christmas to every good boy and girl!
Come sit on Santa's lap.
Have you been a good little boy?
No, Santa has one laugh. That's
yeah. It. Santa loves all of the boys and girls.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you all have the greatest Christmas there ever dang was.
I will now.
Give our love to you and yours and your holiday season. I hope your Christmas is
That was a HeadGum Podcast.